friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'd like to thank Chip for sending me an email that sets up our next segment perfectly.
Oh, Chip.
It's not the same Chip you're thinking of.
Oh, different Chip.
Yep, this is from Chip.
The guy that hangs with Dale? Or?
First of all, he lied. He said, Jeff, great show.
Yeah.
And then he said, based on Andrew Berry's previous strategy to get a quality quarterback, I predict the Browns will draft 3 quarterbacks next year. Chip,
bip, bip.
With that said, we go to our next segment, and that is, let's take a look at next year's draft.
Ah.
Because I'm convinced, Andy's convinced, Mary Kay Cabot is convinced. Dan, are you convinced?
Bet your rear end.
That the Browns are taking a quarterback in 2026. Who will it be?
Who will it be? At the end of this, I'm going to tell you who's not convinced the Browns are taking a quarterback next year.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Let's start with some of the guys who are kind of hanging around and probably aren't going to be the guy unless the Browns drop way down. Nico Iamaliava of UCLA.
Yes.
His play has helped get DeShaun Foster fired at UCLA. The Bruins lost to New Mexico. Nico's doing okay. He transferred from Tennessee.
Yes, we remember.
Because his coach got fired, he's now able to enter the transfer portal again. And there's already talk about where is he going to go next year? So he could be 3 schools in 3 years. That's not a recipe for great success.
I thought you can go in the transfer portal anytime after every year.
Yeah, you probably can. But you're immediately eligible now.
Okay.
So, he is interesting. He's 6'6", but just, you know, we have 2 young quarterbacks now. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Sam Levitt from Arizona State led the Sun Devils to a 34-15 win over Texas State. But he wasn't real good. He was 15 of 25, 188 yards, 2 touchdowns. This guy continues to intrigue people a little bit, except for one thing. They don't play anybody. The Indiana Hoosiers beat Larry Bird's Indiana State Sycamores over the weekend, 73-0. Fernando Mendoza, one of the 2 Mendoza brothers who quarterbacked the Indiana Hoosiers, was 19 of 20 for 270 yards, 5 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Indiana's schedule is going to get tougher, though. You know that.
So. Yeah, so we'll see what he does against the tougher competition.
That dude reminds me of Kirk Cousins.
Well, yeah.
When everything around him is going well, he's fantastic. If any small thing goes bad, he crumbles.
Well, let me tell you why things have gone well. They're 3-0. They've opened the season against Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. And Fernando Mendoza, who's from Miami, by the way, 9 touchdowns, no interceptions, completing 72% of his passes. You go 19 of 20 in a game, that'll help that completion percentage. I don't think any of those guys are at the top of the list. Now we move to the guys who might be guys you're thinking about here for next year, folks. So lock in. The guy that we all kind of have this impression about is like, Cade Klubnik from Clemson. They lost to Georgia Tech.
His tough loss. Big
and
loss.
Clemson's
big
now loss. 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Klubnik was 15 of 26, 207 yards. He had a touchdown and an interception. He seems to be losing a little bit of his luster.
It's early in the season.
From Medina High School. Drew Aller.
Yes.
Penn State University. Yes. They won 52-6 over Villanova.
Yeah.
By the way, Jim McQuaid, former coach at Solon.
Oh, yeah.
His son, Pat, one of the quarterbacks for Villanova in that tough loss.
Cool.
52-6. Aller, solid. 16 of 29, 209 yards, touchdown, interception.
He's got big games coming up.
Yeah, they haven't played a whole lot of anybody yet either. So Drew's going to get tested moving forward. I think Drew's on the Browns' radar.
I think he's also on the Steelers' radar.
At LSU, Garrett Nussmeier got yelled at by his coach, Brian Kelly, after his last pass of the game was intercepted. Perhaps it was due to the torso tightness that Garrett Nussmeier has been dealing with all season long. against Florida. They did win 20-10. Brian Kelly acted like a horse's patoot after the game and yelled at a reporter who asked some questions. 20 of 10, or he was. They won 20-10. He was 15 of 27, 220 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. After Brian Kelly berated a reporter, he later texted the reporter and apologized to him.
Brian Kelly has a couple things in his past there that is.
What are you talking about, Andy?
Not a fan.
It's good to be here at Louisiana State University. I'm from New England.
Yes. How you like them apples?
Dropping to number two on my little hit list right now.
Ooh, listen to you.
Arch Manning from the University of Texas Longhorns.
Arch Manning needs another year.
Arch was booed.
Yeah. I think his shoulder's messed up.
I think he is too.
I think his shoulder's messed up.
I think he needs to go Drew Aller and play another year of college after this. Yeah. It just all seems really obvious.
Your former Packer guy, Kurt, who plays quarterback, immediately said that guy's against Ohio State, that guy's shoulder is hurt. Just look at the way he's throwing.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. It seems like they need to just shut him down and for him to go, you know what, I'll come back to Texas next year. Let's go figure out what's wrong with my shoulder and get it fixed, because that arm angle is not how he was throwing last year.
I mean,
something went awry.
He's almost slinging it from between his shoulder and his hip.
Right. And he's spraying throws that he should easily be making. I think he's hurt.
They beat UTEP 27-10. And he was booed when he ended the first half with 10 straight incompletions. Now, he might be leading college football in cool commercials and NIL money, but he was booed. He was 11 of 25 for 114 yards, a touchdown, an interception against Texas El Paso. On the season, three games, 55% completion percentage, six TDs, three interceptions. So I think he's losing some of his luster as well. So you got a couple of guys that's happening to. Sitting on the top of my list right now.
Yep.
Still Lenora Sellers from South Carolina.
Really?
I said last week, go look at video if you haven't. And I had, I think, three of our loyal listeners text me. One called and said, hey, I did just what you said to do. Oh, my God. This guy's a beast, man. Now, is he Anthony Richardson? I don't know. He's a beast. He looks great. And he got knocked out of the game in the second quarter against Vanderbilt with a concussion and may miss this week's game. When he got knocked out, he was 6 of 7 for 94 yards with an interception. And the kid from Vanderbilt came on a blitz. Nobody touched him. And he didn't even lay out Lenora Sellers. He actually held up. And Sellers went to the ground. The kid from Vanderbilt didn't. And the kid from Vanderbilt got called for targeting. And it looked like anything but, because he had a clean blitz. You know, I mean, nobody touched him. Nobody from South Carolina blocked him.
Mm-hmm.
And Sellers went to the ground and suffered a concussion. If you're going to take a chance on a guy in a draft, right now, he looks like the kind of guy you take a chance on. He's big, he's strong, he's smart. He had an almost 5-point grade point average in high school. 5.0. Because of honors classes and stuff.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Just going back into your list here for a second, just double checking. Did I miss John Mateer or no?
I don't have him in there yet, Andy.
I don't know how you can't have him in there.
I don't.
And who's the kid from Miami? Why am I forgetting the Miami kid's name?
Carson Beck.
Yeah, Carson Beck.
I would. Right now, to me, there are five guys, and Mateer and Beck would be guys that fall into the same category as Fernando Mendoza and Sam Levitt and Nico Iamaliava. And that's this. Okay, their quarterback's coming out, and somebody's going to draft him, and they might make a team. And maybe one of them even sneaks into the first round. But it would appear from all of the rankings and everything you're reading and hearing that the five guys who seem to be sitting on top of this, in no particular order, Sellers, Arch Manning, Garrett Nussmeier, Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik.
Yeah, I think Mateer is going to, his name's going to come. He's looked really good. I mean, I don't know how he'll be there. When this is all said and done, he could be one of those first round guys. Could be. I'm not saying that he's necessarily going to be it, but I don't know. CBS has, I know he's not eligible yet, but Julian Sain is in the top 10 for CBS.
Yeah.
Just in case you're looking at Ohio State quarterbacks. He's not going anywhere.
That's cute.
Wait, let's see what it looks like by the end of next year.
That's cute. Right now, NFLDraftBuzz.com,
mm-hmm.
they have him listed this way, but I'm not sure if it's completely up to date. They have Arch Manning, Nussmeier, Klubnik.
If I'm Manning, I'm
then
staying another
year. Then they have Sellers and Aller, Leavitt, Mendoza, Beck, Iamaliava, Mateer, kid named Taylen Green from Arkansas. We're convinced the Browns are going to take somebody.
They'll take somebody.
I would think it's going to be one of those guys in the top five.
What if this draft ends up to be not very good? There's a possibility that happens, too.
Everybody seems to think it's going to be a good one.
As of today, we're a couple weeks into the season.
Everybody seems to think it's going to be a good one.
So do you want to hear this one? You know how I've been talking about Tankathon, right?
Yeah, and draft picks. One thing.
Okay.
If they draft a quarterback next year, that means you're going to have three guys, in theory, 1 or 2 years in the NFL. One rookie and 2 2-year guys, and probably Deshaun Watson. Unless you cut Deshaun and send him on his way. Would that be okay if you had four quarterbacks, your number one overall pick, or number two, or three, or five, or wherever you get them? Samson and Gabriel and Shadur.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson?
Could that be
or
your
Or again, roommate? Is that one or two quarterbacks too many?
Wait. Now you're talking about four quarterbacks.
Yeah,
you're drafting one for next year. Yeah.
Because you're going to draft one.
Yeah, I'm concerned that you're going to have Gabriel Sanders in a first-round draft pick.
And nothing more.
Yeah, but listen to this. Okay, ready?
Well, that's what Bill Musgrave is for. That's your quarterback.
Well, that's true.
Coach him up.
Tankathon. So you've heard me talk about Tankathon the last couple of days because they have the NFL draft order and they also have strength of schedule on there. So that's what kind of makes it play out. They have the Browns' natural pick coming at number 4 and then their Jacksonville pick at number 15. Tankathon also does a mock draft.
Yeah.
And they already have mock draft out for next year.
Yeah.
The Browns, if they selected at these natural positions.
Have them taking left tackle.
Have them taken, which this would not really bother me, especially if Gabriel or Sanders emerges. Caleb Downs at number 4.
Oh, easy, Andy. The Scarlet and Gray's coming out of your Kent State shirt.
The kid can play. I mean, it looks like there's two of them on the two Caleb Downs on the field at any given point.
Yes. Okay. So let me just.
But isn't his brother Josh Downs the Colts?
That's a high price for safety, my friend.
Let me get through this here real quick. And at 15, they would take LT Overton, the edge rusher from Alabama.
Yeah, well, you know what? Tankathon doesn't sit here and watch Browns quarterback play since 1999.
And you know how many quarterbacks they have going in the first round?
Six.
Three.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Just three.
They're wrong, baby.
Okay.
They're wrong. We're going to talk a little more football later on in the show, but guess what?
What, Jeff?
Guardians. Tigers. Oh, it starts tonight. Take a look at this team. There might be more keepers at position players, than you might think. Andy's rolling his eyes at me.
I'm just looking for a bat somewhere. Please, can you get me a bat? Please.
Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.